Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Artificial intelligence, more commonly referred to as AI, is intelligence that's shown through machines and robotics, as opposed to natural intelligence that humans and animals share. Whilst AI used to be described as any task performed by a machine that would have previously been considered to require human intelligence, by researchers in the field like John McCarthy and Marvin Minsky, it's been updated in recent years and instead has been claimed to be more about adaptation than actual intelligence. AI is becoming ever more present in today's society, with more and more households having AI systems to help them with certain needs, such as house security and your all-important smart fridge. So, what is AI? Usually, AI will demonstrate at least one factor linked with human intelligence. These factors can include planning, problem solving, knowledge representation, perception, and motion. To give an example, Amazon's Alexa deals with planning, problem solving, and knowledge representation, amongst other features and behaviors. Alexa and other virtual assistants like Apple's Siri and Google's Google Assistant are part of the narrow AI group. Whilst the idea for artificial intelligence isn't new in itself, the technology is new, and this has led to AI being split into two categories at the highest level, helping categorize and determine the different types of AI. And there are two main categories of AI: narrow AI, as mentioned earlier, and general AI. Narrow AI is what we see and experience in everyday life. These are AIs that can successfully carry out tasks without being specifically programmed to. So, besides virtual assistants, narrow AI comprises of other things like facial voice recognition for your phone, self-driving cars too, specifically the visual recognition that cars use. Even getting recommended products on a website that might interest you is AI work. Narrow AI can also be referred to as weak AI, as it's very limited in terms of its capabilities and restricted by its pre-programmed parameters. However, with technology in this field and other similar fields becoming increasingly involved and developed, narrow AI, amongst AI in general, has seen tremendous breakthroughs and achievements in the last decade, resulting in smarter, quicker, more effective AI coming into use. General AI, also known as deep or strong AI, is AI that's capable of mimicking natural intelligence with some degree of cognitive ability, with the intelligence of adapting to its environment and solving problems that might arise as a result. AI has not been created yet. In order for general AI to become a reality, scientists and engineers would need to come up with a way of making machines conscious, which, as you might imagine, is no easy task. One of the reasons it's so difficult is that the human brain is the model of general AI, and unfortunately there's still a lack of comprehensive knowledge about the functionality of the human brain. To give you an example of how difficult this is, Fujitsu, one of the leading tech companies in the world, built K, one of the fastest supercomputers ever made. Despite this, however, it took 40 minutes to simulate a single second of neuron activity. Now, whilst potentially possible to create, general AI will need to come a long way before it can be put to commercial use. Now, there are other types of AI These types are the AI that will rise up and enslave humanity types. But more of that a bit later. So, is AI the future? Well, it's no big secret that AI is becoming an ever more prominent part of our everyday lives, with more and more research and development and implementation being put into the study of artificial intelligence. Is AI the future? Well, that's the big question. Artificial intelligence will become more connected to us for many years to come. However, this will most likely be at the level that it currently operates in, and maybe slightly higher, depending on the breakthroughs that are made. So, to reaffirm, the AIs will not be taking your job next year. Now, as Fujitsu found out, it's unbelievably difficult to create AI that can mimic and even replicate the natural intelligence of the human brain. As previously mentioned, there are two different types of AI that can be categorized. However, there's a 7-step staged process that can help determine where that AI is on its journey. Stage 1 is the rules system. A rules-based AI is what we've been talking about when it comes to virtual assistants and face scanners. These AIs can only operate within their set parameters. Stage 2, context awareness. When an AI is capable of putting something into context, it moves up a stage. These AIs can be trained to respond to queries based on human knowledge and experience. They can also be updated and modernized when new queries are made that were previously unthought of. Common contextual awareness AIs are things like chatbots and purchase recommendations. Stage 3. Domains. A rules-based AI is somewhat similar to that of a domain master in that it can do a wide range of things that it's been programmed to do. The difference is the level of intelligence, ability, that these two AIs have. An AI that masters a specific domain will be given as much knowledge as possible in that specific area. Whilst they might be able to carry out fewer tasks, the domain masters will be able to carry out these tasks extremely well, almost, if not exceeding that of human ability. An example of a domain-mastered AI task is cancer diagnosis machines that are able to scan the body for cancerous cells. Stage 4. Reasoning. Now this is where our knowledge limits us. One main drawback of AI is that they lack the ability to understand reason, circumstance, intentions, and logic. However, research is being done on an algorithm that could potentially allow AI to gain these traits. Although there have been breakthroughs in recent years, this type of AI will not be put into use until there is much more knowledge surrounding the area. Stage 5. Consciousness. As we've discussed, the cognitive ability of a human brain is almost impossible to reproduce. The cognitive ability in question involves thinking abstractly, solving complex problems, and learning quickly and from experience. It'll be a long time before this technology is introduced, and that is, of course, if the technology itself is actually possible to produce. At this level, AIs are known as general AIs. Stage 6. Superintelligence. Artificial superintelligence, also known as ASI, is where the threshold is, wherein AIs will outsmart the smartest human domains. The biggest problem to mankind could potentially be solved by ASIs. However, this would also result in AIs outsmarting the humans that created them. This is the point where some people place their fears and doubts in AI, notably the people who claim to the science fiction outcome that humanity will be enslaved by ASIs in the future. Stage 7. Singularity. Research has shown that AI singularity could be met by 2045. Provided all other stages beforehand are met with relative ease. AI singularity could result in humans and AI combining together to form a connection, almost like a living internet. Ideas and knowledge could be shared with just a thought from the comfort of your own bedroom, whilst we could potentially connect with other life forms, like animals and plants. In order to achieve this, though, a lot of groundwork will have to be laid beforehand, which, as Fujitsu have found out, will take a long time. Now, there's no denying that AI will become ingrained within our lifestyle, even more so than it already is. Tech companies around the world are implementing more and more AIs as we speak. But that's not a reason to be relaxed about it. AI could be potentially dangerous. To find out how, the Future of Work episode will explain. See you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.